News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. And I got some callers on the line that held on through the break. I appreciate that. So let me just go ahead and grab them. We're going to line one first. Copper line one, Stuart from Huntsville. Hey, Stuart, how you doing today? Do we lose Stuart, Copper?
And foodie.
Ah, there you are.
And I put cheese in my grits along with the salt and pepper. Number one, that's plan C.
Yes.
And I put pepper on my honeydew and my cantaloupe. And I do Cajun boiled peanuts.
Cajun boiled peanuts. So you're saying they can be slimy, but they're spicy at the same time.
That goes good with a cold beverage of some kind.
All right, Stuart. Thanks for the input, man. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. All right, let me jump over to line five, Copper. Line five, Mark from Huntsville. Mark, how you doing today? Copper, we got Mark.
We must have lost him.
What was he calling about? Something about food?
He said food's important in life. He didn't add much to it, though.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Listen, phone lines are open. You want to talk about grits, boiled peanuts, or politics, we'll do it. 866-494-9866. Yeah, Cajun boiled peanuts. That does add a twist. All right. Well, we'll see. Hey, speaking of food, by the way, I got to tell you, Just Love Coffee Cafe. They are one of our team members, been with us for quite a while now. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison out there by City Hall and the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Just Love Coffee Cafe is not just a place where you'll go get coffee. Do they have coffee? Of course they have coffee. It's Just Love Coffee Cafe, right? I mean, you want to get freshly ground, you know, dry roast beans. Oh, man, I'm just talking the good stuff, right? All the different, like you can get all the different light roast, medium roast, dark roast. I like that. But then they've also got the what Charlene calls the treat coffees, things like cappuccino and lattes and espressos. All that's there. Their baristas will square you away, but they've got amazing food. So yes, Just Love Coffee Cafe is a place for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Go hang out there, have a womlet, which is an amazing omelet cooked in a waffle iron, believe it or not. They've got wraps, they got sandwiches, they got salads, they got waffles like you would not believe. So check them out. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison and South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. And please tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that. All right, listen, the phone lines are ringing. I will tell you this. I am in number three of the Triple Dipper, if we can get to it. It is, I call it government run amok. It's a series of things I look at going, you know what? That is just the government doing stuff with your tax dollars that it has no business doing. Before I do that, though, I will go. Oh, I see he called back. All right, line three, Mark from Huntsville. Hey, Mark, how you doing, man?
Hey, great. Can you hear me now?
I can, yes, sir.
Okay. The one political comment for the food, the commercial about Mo Brooks is from Rhino Pack.
Yeah, yeah.
Do we need to know any more about the commercial that it's from Rhino Pack? But in any case, or Alabama Rhino. But three little quickies on food, okay? Have you tried the New Orleans lunchbox at Jordan Lane and Holmes?
I have not, but that sounds like something
they have,
I need to do.
They have a barbecue burrito that will blow your mind.
Okay? All right, I'm in.
Then then across the street, you ever heard of the Toy Box Bistro?
I have heard of it. I have not been there, but I've heard of it.
Well, my wife and I, one time a couple of years ago, saw their sign out front that said, Best Hamburgers in Huntsville. Really? I mean, what have we got to lose? Okay? So, if you like your fried pickles, they do fried wickles as an appetizer.
Yeah.
But, if you want to have their fried wickles as an appetizer, you need four people. Because
they bring you that much, huh?
They put out a dish you wouldn't believe. A fried Wickles.
Oh, my gosh.
But the other thing they do is they do a burger that they stick a knife down through it because it is so tall. The top and the bottom buns are grilled cheese sandwiches.
Stop it. This is not good. This is not natural. This can't be happening.
Well, that's all right. We both ate two meals out of that sandwich. It is that big.
That's
so
awesome.
It's got hamburger patties, and it's got pork belly. It's got eggs. It's got cheese. It's got fill in the blank. It is the biggest burger you'll ever see in your life.
It's like a Dagwood sandwich and a burger. That's what it sounds like. That's awesome.
That's exactly. For you young people, don't worry about a Dagwood. For people like us, yeah, we know what a Dagwood is.
That's right. It's whatever you got in the refrigerator. Make a sandwich.
All right, Mark.
Yeah. So everybody in the Right Side Ruffian audience is now salivating as they drive home from work. So thank you for that. Appreciate you.
Well, they just drive down. What they need to do is just drive down Jordan Lane, and whichever one doesn't have too many cars in the parking lot, just stop at that one and fill that parking lot up.
There you go. All right. Fair enough. Mark, have a great night, man. Appreciate you.
You too.
That's good stuff. I tell you what, though, you know, I mean, now that I'm on food, I got a food story, Copper. So when I was at Ranger School, food became an obsession because you're not allowed to have any food. So basically, I lost like 32 pounds while I was there. And, you know, I remember going for days without eating, which, you know, I've fasted, extended fast, you know, just from a spiritual standpoint multiple times. But when you're constantly on the run doing physical activity and you're not allowed to eat, it becomes like a mental obsession. I'm going to say,
and
the Ranger instructors, they would do stuff like, hey man, what you going to do for dinner tonight? Talking to each other right in front of us, knowing full well what they were doing. Well, there was this old cafe. So some of you folks out there in the audience who spent time down at Fort Benning, you're going to know what I'm saying. In a little place called Casita, right outside of Columbus, Georgia, near Fort Benning, there was a place called the Four Winds Cafe. Now, later on, they kind of upgraded it. But for the time that I was there, it was a hole in the wall. The floors were uneven. None of the chairs matched. And they had one they called the Ranger Burger. And I'm not lying when I say that, as they described, it was kind of like that call we got from Mark a moment ago. It was the everything under the sun in a bun burger with a half-pound patty of beef, cooked to perfection, and, you know, like three kinds of cheese and a piece of ham and some bacon and pickles and, I mean, just in the egg and just, ooh. Oh my gosh. And when you're a Ranger student, you know you're not allowed to eat it until you've graduated. I mean, you're not going to get out anyway, but what I'm saying is you're not allowed, mentally saying, you're not allowed to go eat a Ranger burger at the Four Winds until you've got a Ranger tab on your arm. But by golly, I'm going to tell you right now, I graduated and I told Charlene I want to find the Four Winds Cafe. And we went and I ate a Ranger burger, and it was the best burger in my entire life.
Nice.
Okay, I don't know what to do with myself right now. I've got a whole triple dipper here I hadn't even touched yet because I'm so fascinated with food all of a sudden.
Ooh, yeah, you're making me hungry.
Give that man a sandwich. All right. All right, folks, you want to call in, we'll take them. Food or politics, we don't care. 866-494-9866. Copper, I tell you what, now it's too early for a break. We won't do that yet. I'm in number three of the triple dipper, government run amok. And I got several things here. Now, first of all, I will say this. I don't know if you saw it or not, but Matthew McConaughey, the actor, Matthew McConaughey gave an impassioned speech from the press secretary's podium at the White House press room today. Now, I looked up. I was sitting here in the studio highlighting my notes, getting ready for the show, and I looked over, and I'm like, that's Matthew McConaughey, and it says White House on the wall behind it. What is going on? And I you know, unmuted it, and literally, yeah, actor Matthew McConaughey. Well, I didn't realize he was born and raised in Uvalde, Texas. So that's his hometown. And so he gave a very impassioned speech, and he made it very personal, and he also personalized it with the names and the pictures of some of the victims of the shooting. And it was solid. I mean, I'll say this, it was not radical. Well, let me take it back. There were a few radical moments in it. All right. But it was not one of those rabid speeches, screaming for gun control, screaming that we're going to pack the court and do away with the Second Amendment. He gave one of those speeches that, to me, if you're a conservative who's concerned that they're going to try and amend the Second Amendment, this is one of the speeches you don't want to see because it came across as being reasonable. However, there are things he asked for that are not reasonable. One of the things he asked for, and I did an article yesterday, which I still got in my hands right here, townhall.com, 2 days ago, had an article by quoting Representative Steve Scalise saying that red flag laws are unconstitutional. Well, Matthew McConaughey was saying today, there's no reason why we can't have red flag laws. If you're not familiar, red flag laws are laws in which it is put on the books that there are certain behaviors that if they are observed or reported, that regardless of whether you are adjudicated, that they can come and seize your firearms. Literally come to your house and say, there are concerns about your mental health. We want your guns. There are concerns by someone who reported that you were, you know, mean to your kids. We want your guns. Where would it stop? I don't know. There are concerns that we heard that you've been misgendering people on Twitter. We want your guns. Now, I'm getting extreme, you might say. Am I? We're talking about the same government that most recently was willing to have the Department of Justice investigate parents as domestic terrorists for speaking out at school board meetings. Red flag laws. So Matthew McConaughey, great speech. I love his stuff as an actor. But nonetheless, he's asking for things. Some of the things he's asking for don't need to happen. He was also asking for things that I look at and go, what's that going to do? I mean, what's that going to do? Things like, we're going to raise the age limit to buy an AR-15 to 21 from 18. What's that going to do? It's going to make them 3 years more less likely to shoot somebody with an AR-15? No, not really. If they're that mentally disturbed, if they're already having that kind of trouble, 21 is not going to make a difference. So 18 years old is when they can join the military and be trained to use an AR-15, but they can't buy one. So what are you going to do? Are you going to make an exception for those who have a military ID card? You see what I'm saying? It becomes very arbitrary. And when the government is accused of being arbitrary and capricious, that's one of the first things you can use to overturn a law or the application of a law. The government was arbitrary and capricious in its decision-making authority. Therefore, it was at fault. Well, you got to watch this. This kind of knee-jerk legislation never works out well. Line four lit up. Let me go and grab line four. Hey, it's Kirby from Harvest. Hey, Kirby, how you doing, man?
Oh, fine. I know you've been talking about food a lot, and I kind of wanted to integrate that with what you're saying here. You know, somebody comes to your door and says, see, this is where it's going. We found that you may be mentally ill, so you need to surrender all your knives. Go to the kitchen and get the knife. Get the knife you used to cut that big old hamburger that you like to fix. I'm sorry, I guess maybe what you can do is just gum it down, you know, slow and... You know, or bring us your electric drill, you know. I mean, you know, you may be dangerous. You've got an electric drill there. You've got a screwdriver. Don't you know you could stab somebody through the heart with it? You've got, and we could just go on and on and on. You've got a saw. You know, if somebody lays their head down there, you just might cut them with that saw. When is this going to stop? I mean, a gun is just a machine, right? I mean, I know your life, you depended on it while you were overseas, but it is a machine. It's not capable of doing anything on its own.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. It is a tool. It is a machine. It's a device. It's nothing that has any kind of, you know, sentient qualities that allows it to make its own decisions. Yeah, Kirby, great call, man. Appreciate you. Got somebody else on line five, so let me grab that too. Kirby, you have a good day. Hey, line five, it is Brian from Huntsville. Brian, how you doing today, man?
Salutations. I'm fed up with the food talk, so I'm going to politics.
Okay.
So I'm thinking that one of the reasons that Trump might have withdrew his support for Mo Brooks at one point is because of Jeff Sessions. Jeff Sessions being honorable to his oath to office. Granted, he was snookered into getting in the bat hole and everything. I think he might be afraid that Mo's going to stick with the Constitution over, how do you say it, being led around some.
Well, I mean, that may be true, but you know, we're beyond the point of this when Mo can go and do anything. I mean, Biden is president. Yeah. If Trump becomes president again, it'll be because of election process in 2024. What would he be holding out for Mo to do?
I voted for President Trump. I voted for Congressman Brooks, and I would do so for both of them again. But I just think that the former president or President Trump has some stipulations on people who don't go by his opinion.
Well, I think that's probably true. I think you're probably right on that part. I do. I agree.
Have a great evening. Thanks.
Yeah, you too, Brian. We appreciate you. All right. Well, listen, Copper, did we ever take the break? What just happened?
Did I take a break? Didn't.
We sure didn't. I'm just talking away. I'm just on the phone just enjoying folks. Take the break, Copper. We'll come back and we'll have like 30 seconds to work with at that point. All right. Folks, my apologies. That's what happens when I enjoy working with my audience. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, with only a few minutes to go because I just got happy talking to y'all on the phone. But I got somebody else on line one who held on during the break, so let me grab it real quick. Bob from Hartsel. Hey, Bob, how you doing today?
Fine, sir, Mr. Phil.
Good. What's on your mind?
Mitch McConnell made a deal with Trump because I was listening to your program the day you talked to Mo. Mo said he wasn't going to support Mitch McConnell if he was in the Senate, anybody but. And you also made your statement about what you said Bentley showed you on that post-it note.
Oh, yeah.
And we already know that Mitch McConnell hates Tea Party people because he got Dems to vote against Chris McDaniel in Mississippi to get Thad Tucker in. And we know he hates conservatives because he can't stand Ted Cruz, because Cruz is about the only senator that called him a liar on the floor. And from that right there, you know, Trump endorsed Luther Strange because McConnell wanted him. I don't know if he did it with Roy Moore or not, but then he puts the sheriff to Sessions because he couldn't do what he wanted to do. And, you know, real clear politics, if you look at it today, it says Mitch McConnell has a minus 30 rating favorability, worse than any Democrat. And so that's why I believe happens, because I don't think Trump cares what he gets in the Senate as long as it's a Republican. He don't care what kind. And I will not give any money to Trump until just straight enough. He doesn't. I should care less.
All right. Bob, that is some sharp analysis, brother. Thank you for reminding folks of where things lay. We got to run. That's the end of our day. Bob, you have a great night. Listen, folks, all of you have a great night. Coming up next, you got the great one. Mark Levin is going to be on. Copper and I back here again tomorrow at 2. Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right with the best audience in the world. We'll see you tomorrow.